If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Amazingly enough, it's the weekend. Hi, how are you? Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I'm the chief geek, man. I'm here. I'm just here to talk. I'm just here to share. I'm here to cough. I don't edit. You got my cough. It's there. There it was. The only time I edit is if I say a bad word. It has to be a really bad word. I don't say too many bad words. Well, I say a lot of bad words, but never when Mr. Microphone is on. It's this training I got years and years and years ago that it was just pounded into my head by my mentors in radio that said, do not say bad words when Mr. Microphone is on. And I've learned I do not say bad words when Mr. Microphone is on. I could shut off Mr. Microphone right now. I'm going to do it. Hang on just a second. I'm going to pause the microphone and say bad words. There. I just said about 6 bad words, just like that. You didn't hear any of them. Pretty cool, huh? Hey, how y'all doing? You know what? It is the other day, just 2 days ago, I am on my Facebook, and I get this picture from a cousin up in Michigan. Said, look at what the front yard looked like today. this is April, and by the way. This is April. This is springtime. And he had snow all over his front yard. It was 84 degrees here that day. 84 degrees. And he had snow all over his front yard. And then I see my friend the Mad Dog sticks a picture out of the side of his house with snow everywhere. And then we have a local baseball team around here, kind of, sort of. They're called the Rays. They used to be called the Devil Rays. But then someone, you know, in their marketing department figured out maybe having the word devil as part of their name wasn't such a great idea. So they just changed their name to the Rays. And they were supposed to play in Yankee Stadium the other day. And they couldn't because there was snow all over the field. So I don't understand any of this. I just want it to be summertime and all of that good type of stuff. So now let's get right to it. I get an email from a guy I know. And he said, I just got 32 podocarpuses that I am planting along the side of my property. Any advice? And he spent some bucks because when I buy podocarpuses, I buy them in 1 gallon containers because I'm cheap. All right. Back the last time I bought podocarpus, which has been a long, long time, which was on a piece of property I owned in Tarpon Springs, Florida at the time. And I wanted to do the very back layer of the property with podocarpuses. I had a chain link fence. I had a very large backyard, and across the back, it backed up to some condos. And I said, I don't want to see them. They don't want to see me. So I went back there. I bought a bunch of 1 gallon podocarpuses, and I planted them all out there. And I fertilized them, and I took care of them, and I watered them, and I cared for them, and they did absolutely nothing. I mean, nothing for a year. And I said, you know, this is probably a bad idea. But after the first year, they took off like gangbusters. And then I sold the house and bought a house in Clearwater. But I went back and looked. And as a matter of fact, I was by there not terribly long ago. Now, I planted these things in 1989. And right now, they are about 18 feet tall. You know, the guy that has that house now, and there's been like 3 or 4 owners of that house, can look out back and see a tall hedge, and he cannot see the condominiums behind him, and the people in the condominiums cannot see him, which is probably a good thing because he had cars parked in the big backyard where I used to have a nursery. He had, like, junk cars back there. So what's up with that? They couldn't see him, so that was good and great and wonderful. I love podocarpuses. They only grow in the south, they have little tiny leaves. Little tiny leaves, but they grow together as a very thick hedge. And the way I learned about this is many, many years ago, back in around 1983, 84, I went to a house in Newport Richey, and they had a swimming pool in the backyard, and they did not have a privacy fence. They had podocarpuses back there that they had just planted and let them grow very, very tall. Those were about 12, 14 feet tall, and it was total privacy around the pool, just total and complete privacy. The other nice thing about the podocarpuses is that their leaves are very small. They don't shed leaves at all. They're evergreen, so not bad stuff gets in the pool. So my friend who emailed me and told me about him, he bought his podocarpuses in 3-gallon containers, and they were all pretty good size. Paid some good bucks for them, and he planted them. And he says, I want them to grow real tall, real fast, so I don't have to look at my neighbor. I said, well, then what you want to do with those... Oh, did you hear my phone make a noise? I should shut off the ringer. Let me do that. This means I just got a text message. Hang on. Just let me interrupt my radio show. Yep, I got a text message. All right, I'm going to shut off the ringer now. There. What was I saying? Totally lost. Oh, yes. I said, here's what you do. I said, they're going to, you know, in a year, they're going to take off anyway. But if you want to speed that along real well, for about the next, 2 to 3 weeks, water them very well. And then get a fruit tree fertilizer with a good minor element package. Now, a fruit tree fertilizer does not make sense for an evergreen podocarpus. But yes, it does. Because one of the things you want to do with any plant that you want, and by the way, this goes for any plant that you want to grow quickly and make grow tall. So it could be a ligustrum hedge if you lived up north. It could be, just about anything. Any of the evergreens that you want to plant up there, it would work, just any of these things. What you do is, I say, use the fruit tree fertilizer. The fruit tree fertilizer has an analysis of a 4-6-8. That's a pretty ordinary one. 4 being the nitrogen. Now you're thinking, that's low on nitrogen. Yes, but you really don't want to inspire growth right away. But if that 4 is going to give you some growth, the middle number, the 6, is phosphorus. And what that's going to do, now, people think of blooming. And when we think about fruit trees, we're thinking about inspiring the blooms, which are going to produce the fruit. But in a situation of an evergreen, what that 6 is going to do is it's going to develop a very fibrous root system and develop those fine hairy feeder roots very, very quickly. That's going to take in, nutrition quickly, natural nutrition that comes through the soil, as well as whatever nutrition you add to it, whatever you supplement to it. And then the last number is the 8468. That is potassium, which is going to build strength into the plant, which on a podocarpus or any evergreen that you're going to plant, you want it to be strong. You want strength. You want leaf expansion. You want this thing to just pop for you. You want it to be a good, strong plant. And then the minor elements. I always say, buy a more expensive fertilizer in a situation like this that has the minor elements. And those minor elements are going to include zinc, iron, molybdenum, just a boron, sulfur, all of these things, calcium, all of these things you want to pop for you. And that's going to add vibrant color to the leaves. Yes, the leaves are green, but it's going to be a deep, dark, just wonderful looking green. So you want those minor elements because it's going to, the trace elements are going to aid the health of the plant, and it's going to make us all feel really good. And we like to feel really good. So that is what you want to do. I suggested to him that he fertilize every 40 days for a period of four fertilizations and then just sit back and see where you are. And then from there, ease up a little bit, ease up. And at that stage of the game, you want to go to twice a year fertilizations. But you've got this boost. You've got all that phosphorus that you've been adding. You're watering on a regular basis. And I told him, water on a regular basis. And by doing that, you're going to be just, you know, making things pop. So that is what, that was my advice. That's what I advised him to do. And that's what I would advise you to do for any evergreen plant that you want to make as a tall shrub that's going to give you privacy so you can run around out in the backyard butt naked. So, you know, by the way, that's what the people that, you know, that I met in the 80s and they had all those podocarpuses around their swimming pool. They were nudists. Oh, how do you know these? Yeah. And, you know, we like it. We run out here naked all the time. I said, well, good. You can run out there naked all the time. That's great. I don't want to see you. But, you know, I just really didn't. You know, that's a nice privacy. And I told the guy today, I said, the wonderful thing about that is all of those plants, besides giving you the privacy, besides giving you a beautiful view to look out at instead of your neighbors, or in the case of my house in Tarpon Springs, instead of the condos behind there, they are producing massive amounts of oxygen, massive amounts of oxygen, which are just doing all kinds of things. And it makes you an environmentalist. It makes you a tree hugger type of person because you are, you know, creating all of this wonderful, beautiful air for your community and your backyard. So, you know, that's how you get tall shrubs to pop. You're doing a good job. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cigarettes. I don't drink booze.
I drink diet coke. A lot.
I don't drink coffee.
I drink coke.
A lot. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I am here to talk about Diet Coke. You know, Diet Coke and I have had a love affair for many years. Diet Coke, yes, with aspartame, and it used to be called NutraSweet. That was the brand name. Now it's generic. So, you know. Company called JD Cereal used to, invented it. They invented aspartame, called it NutraSweet, put it in everything. And now it's generic because the patent is long since gone. So, most of it that you get now is generic. But it wasn't available in the United States for a long time. And in 1981, I found myself in Germany because I took my oldest son to a doctor over there. He was 10 months old at the time. And off we went, and I had a Diet Coke in Germany, and it had this thing called NutraSweet. I said, this is so good. I'm telling you, this is delicious, because the Diet Coke that we had in America at the time had this terrible aftertaste. And this stuff was so good. So when I came home from Germany in those days, this was in 1981, they let you pack a lot of, stuff to put on the airplane to come home with you. And one of the things, loves diapers. I'm going to talk about gardening in a minute. Just trust me. Just bear with me. You know how I am. Love's diapers over there were better, and you got more of them in a box, and it was all written in German, and I thought it was cool. So I bought five great big boxes of Love's of diapers, and I bought two cases of the cans of Diet Coke with the NutraSweet in it that wasn't available in America. And I also bought this really chintzy pineapple wine that had a bottle cap on it, but it was really good. And anyway, I just, checked it all as luggage in Pan Am. Remember Pan Am? They let us do that. Just stick whatever you want in here. We got you covered. Just slap it on there. Make sure your name's on it so we know who you are when you get to America. Get to America, 11 hours later, and, go down to the luggage, and there's all these big boxes of Loves all written in German, and there's my Diet Coke all written in German, and all this stuff. And I remember my mom came to the airport to pick us up. She goes, why did you buy a Diet Coke? I said, wait till you taste this Diet Coke. It is so good. Anyway, long story short, when I ran out of that Diet Coke, I was heartbroken because, like I say, it wasn't available in America. Then one of my friends, his wife, was a steward on Air Canada, and she flew in Frankfurt every week. And I said, "How much do you love me?" She goes, "I love you so much." I said, "I give you money. Would you buy me a case of Diet Coke every week?" She said, "I will."
And so every week she would bring me a case of Diet Coke from Deutschland. And it was so good. And I had it before anybody did. It was like so cool. And, you know, life went on. Oh, and then my friend and this beautiful wife of his, who worked for Air Canada, got divorced. And that was the end of my Diet Coke. And she moved up to Canada. Anyway, how y'all doing? I hope you're having a great day. How's that? 3 minutes and 48 seconds of not gardening, but ranting about aspartame. And I see all this stuff, by the way, all over Facebook telling you how it's going to make you, you know, I'm 1981, been drinking aspartame, still here now, you know, still, you know, I'm reasonably good. So, you know, but I'm trying to get away from it. I'm trying to drink more water. I'm trying to drink more water as it goes. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about right now is watering, because I went to a yard today and looked at a yard, and the yard was full of weeds. And the guy said, "I got all these weeds." I said, "Yes, you do." He goes, "How can I get rid of them naturally?" And I kind of looked around, and I have a very high-tech water moisture meter that I carry with me. It's my index finger. And I had a screwdriver, and I took the screwdriver, and I stuck it into the ground, and I moved it around a little bit to make a little tunnel, and I stuck my finger in there, and the soil was moist. I said, "How often are you watering your lawn?" He goes, "Well, I got a well." I said, "That's good." He goes, "I got a deep well." I said, "That's even better." He said, "I water twice a day." I said, "You what?" He goes, "I water twice a day." Now, the weeds that he had was, you know, pennywort, you know, dollar weed. And he had a bunch of creeping perennial weeds that are hard to get rid of. And he says, "You know, I don't want to use chemicals. I'm trying to do everything naturally." I said, "Well, if you were trying to do everything naturally, you wouldn't be watering twice a day." He said, "But I got a well." I said, "I know, but you wouldn't be watering twice a day." He goes, "But I got a well. The well cost me like $8,000 to have this well slapped in here. I paid $8,000. They came out with this big truck, this big thing, went boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, I got water coming up. It was great. I got a well, hooked it up to my sprinkler system that I paid like $8,000 to have a sprinkler system put in with all this high-tech stuff, and I got a well, so I'm watering twice a day." I said, "You are watering too much." I said, "You want to be natural?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "All right. When was the last time it rained?" He goes, "Oh, you know, we had some rain the other day." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Plants don't need this much water. Because plants need to be watered deep. They need to be watered, you know, every couple of days, every 4 days, 5 days. You know, once a week is usually good if you water right." He goes, "What?" I said, "I guarantee you, now when it gets to be 96 degrees in the summertime, you're going to have to water more. But right now, in the temperatures that we have right now as we are living in spring, you can water once a week. But make sure that you put a half inch of water into the ground at that time, and then it will go down deep." He goes, "Oh, I want to water twice a day." "No, stop. Listen to me. I'm the garden geek. I know this stuff. Just listen. When you water once a week right now in the spring, the soil is down there. The moisture is down in the ground, and the roots go down to get the moisture. When you water every day, the roots figure, oh, there's water, like right up here. Don't got to dig deep. I just stay right up here, suck up all this water." And when that happens, the plant starts losing nutrients because you're watering every day. The plant is losing natural nutrients, you know, like when the birds poop and the just, you know, natural activity stuff happens. You're flushing all of those natural nutrients down past the root zone, and the root zone is very shallow because you're watering every day, and the plants become weak. And when the plants become weak, in come the weeds. And so I said, the first thing, and by the way, creeping perennial weeds require a lot of water, and you're giving it to them. Go back to once a week and see what happens. And, you know, I guarantee you, he doesn't want to use any chemicals. Fine. I'll probably talk him into that soon. But, you know, right now, fine. Stop that. The creeping perennials will start dying out naturally because they're going to be starved for water and they won't get it. The plants will start getting healthier because all of the natural nutrition will start falling back into the soil. And lightning, all of this stuff is going to happen, and wonderful things are going to be great and swell. and the weeds will start to diminish. And as the lawn gets stronger and thicker, it will choke out the existing weeds and everything will be great. So yes, just because you have a sprinkler system, just because you spend all this money on a well, doesn't mean you have to use it every day. I got cable TV. I don't watch very much TV. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. Hope you're having a terrific day.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crows. I am your chief geek, and I'm just sitting here thinking about pruning. You know what I was thinking about earlier? I was thinking about drinking more water. And that's what I'm doing right now as I record this segment. I am drinking water with something called Mimo in it that has energy, caffeine, and it has B vitamins. Supposed to, make, I don't know what it's supposed to do. But it tastes pretty good. And here go. I'll take a sip. Good. Good. I swallowed a little ice cube here. Got to get rid of that. Ice cube's gone. Anyway, welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crows, and I am here to talk about pruning. It is springtime, and it is time to prune out the dead wood. Let's talk about your shrubs, shall we? Because I looked at my shrubs, and sure enough, there was some dead wood. My neighbor has got Viburnum odoratissimum, a beautiful Viburnum odoratissimum, which borders the side of my house, my soon-to-be not house, because it's going to go away soon. I just, I sold it. It's gone. I'm going to have to move before terribly long. I'm not sure when, that's all going to happen yet because they're still working out all that stuff that you have to work out. And I don't have a place to live yet, which is very stressful. It is very stressful. I'm going to rent because I'm only going to be around here for maybe one more year. And then I'm moving to South Florida. But it is very stressful not knowing where I'm going to live because finding a place to live right now is difficult. And I'm busy. I got all this stuff to do. But anyway, he has this beautiful Viburnum odoratissimum that is full of dead wood. And he said, "What should I do?" I said, "You should prune it all out of there, like right now." He goes, "How do I do that?" I said, "Wait a minute." He goes, "What?" I went and opened up the garage, and I got out my loppers. And I said, "We're just going to go in here." I said, "I'm going to loan you my loppers for one thing. But we're going to go in here. I'm going to show you how to start." And, the first thing you want to do is you want to cut the dead wood all the way back. There's lots of little branches in there that are dead. And you just want to do a nice, clean cut. He goes, "Should I use the saw?" I said, "No, use these. One good clean clump, and it's out of there." You take that out first. You get rid of all of that. So I did about 3 or 4 feet for him. And I said, "Here, you try," because he has like a 30-foot hedge. And I wasn't going to do the whole thing because I had, I had to mambo. I had things I had to go do. But I sat and I watched him. He's like getting into this. And he goes, the more you do this, the more you want to do this. I said, "I know." I said, "I would have done the whole thing for you. But, I got to go. I got places to go see." And he goes, "Man, this is so good." I said, "I'll see you when I get back." He said, "Okay." So he's out pruning all the dead wood out. And I left. And off I went to St. Petersburg, Florida, where I had to go look at a whole bunch of other plants that got freeze damage. We had one really bad freeze over the winter here. And this guy had a bunch of palms, short palms, little Robolinis, that really got burned. And he wanted to prune all this stuff out. And I told him, like a couple months ago, I said, "Hold off on that." And he calls me up. He goes, "Come look." So today
I went and I looked, and sure enough, right out of the top of all of his palms, everything was coming back just beautifully. But it was shooting out the top, and all the brown was on the side. He goes, I really don't want to look at this brown anymore. I said, okay, now we can start pruning. I said, he didn't have loppers. He had nothing to prune with. He said, I got a knife. I got a saw. No, let's not use the saw. You need a good pair of loppers. And, loppers are, big handles and a little tiny little thing to clip the things off. And so I went with him to Home Depot, where he bought a pair. Now, the pair he bought, I think he paid like $13.95. My loppers are about $70. I got some good ones. I got good loppers. But he just spent those. I said, well, that'll work. So we went back, and I said, the first thing that you want to do is you want to trim off all of the dead. He goes, okay. Now, the other thing that I had told him before is to start, his palms. He needed to fertilize those. And you wanted to make sure in this situation that they didn't have a manganese deficiency, because when you have the freeze and you have the damage to the plant, the manganese goes into the new growth really big time to get it growing. So he fertilized it with a good palm fertilizer that had magnesium and manganese and all of that. And he'd done that, and everything was working well, and he just started trimming. Well, I trimmed one of them for him so he could learn, and then he starts doing it. Now, let me tell you something about pruning. Let me tell you something else. Before I got there, I was a little sluggish. I don't know why I was sluggish. And my son Zach was with me. He's 22 years old. And he said, Dad, I got to go to the 7-Eleven. I said, why? He says, I want something cold to drink. I said, okay. I said, I want some water. And I said, but I'm going to get Diet Coke. So I went there and I bought a bottle of Diet Coke. But when I went up to the register, you know those little 5-hour energy things that they got? Well, there was one next to it that said 7 hours. I said, whoa, it was a competitor. 7 hours instead of 5? I said, count me in, man. I'm buying his dad. Don't do that. He said, no, man, I'm getting this thing. I'm gonna get this thing. So I bought it. It was like $2.99 for this little tiny bottle of stuff. And we get out out in the truck, and I took the thing. I said, all right, I'm gonna do this now. He goes, Dad, I'm worried about you. I said, What's the worst that could happen? He said, you could have a thrombo. I said, what's a thrombo? He said, I don't know. It's what you always say you're going to have when you get upset. I said, when I do, if I get upset, I said, this thing can make me have a thrombo. But I don't know what that is. But I keep threatening to have one. I took that thing and I swallowed that thing down, and I have been flying ever since. As I record this right now, it is 11 minutes after the hour at 9 o'clock this evening, and I want to go out and mop the floors. I really do. And when I'm done with radio, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and mop the floors. But let's get back to the pruning now. See, I diverged away from things. And now I come back. I'm reeling myself back in. This guy starts pruning, and all of a sudden, he is loving his pruning. He is just absolutely, he goes, you have no idea how stress relieving this is. Oh, I said, yes, I do. I love to do that. So he said, okay. He said, my tree needs pruning. I said, yes, it does. I said, you need to hire an arborist because it's a big oak and you need to do it. He goes, I got a chainsaw. I said, oh, a man after my own heart. I said, I could do it, but I'm not going to do it because I don't do ladders anymore. But he said, well, I'm going to do it. I said, you got to help me out. I said, well, the first thing you do is like what you did here with the palms. You go in and you get the dead wood out. But you have to be careful when you're pruning some of the other stuff. Areas where you have new growth coming out that you don't necessarily want that new growth coming out to, you can prune that back. And there was an area where the tree was actually going over his driveway. He wanted that pruned out. So I showed him how to do that. I said, you got to shape it. You got to do a little bit here. You got to climb down off the ladder. You got to walk up back out in the middle of the street and eyeball it. I said, that's how you do. You do a little bit at a time, and you just go on from there. Well, he was very happy. He went back to pruning. I came home. I get home, and my neighbor has all of his viburnum just totally pruned out, but now he had, it kind of looked raggedy. I said, okay, now we can, do some shaping. I said, but we're not going to use the loppers for that. We're going to use the hedge trimmers. Now, I said, you can use the regular hedge trimmers, the hand ones, that look like a giant pair of scissors. You can do that. I said, but you've got a lot here. I said, let me help you out. I go in and I grab my electric hedge trimmer and my big, long extension cord. And I went out there and I started doing some shaping with that. And I'm showing him how to do this. And he goes, you've got to let me do that now. I said, okay. I said, oh, that's fine. I said, I'll do it for a few minutes. I did it for a few minutes. And then, he got the idea. I handed it off to him. And he started shaping. And as he started shaping, and he was doing wonderful. So now he gets all done. And yes, it looked really good. But again, a little bit thin. And he suggested, well, what should I do to thicken this up? I said, well, you've already done a lot to thicken that up because, you know, with the viburnum odoratissimum, as with the viburnum suspensium or any of those evergreen type shrubs, when you trim them, you know, you get a lot of flush of growth within the branches when you do that. So it'll start doing that, but you do need to fertilize right now. He goes, what should I fertilize with? I said, what do you got? He goes, well, let's walk out to the shed. And he had, which had to be a three-year-old bag of 888 fertilizer. And he had a wheelbarrow. And we told him, and it was like a brick pulling it out of there. But we took a hammer and we just pounded the bejeejees out of it, turned it back into a powder sort of, or a granule. And then I handed him my little green Scott's hand spreader. And I said, take this bag and go put half of it down the whole length of the shrubs, just half of it, and then water it in. I said, you will be surprised at how that just happens. And that's what he did. And I will tell you, he is a very happy person right now. And I'm going to tell you what, in about 3 weeks, he's going to be super happy because he's going to have all kinds of new growth. So when I do pruning, I also suggest doing the fertilizer to help help bring the plant into its own. So that wraps things up for this segment of Ask the Garden Geek. I'm going to drink my Nemo water now. I'm Michael Kroos.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Want to just spray a lawn on? You know, you got no lawn, you want a lawn, and you just want to take something and spray it on there, and then you got a lawn? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I'm your chief geek in charge. And I got an email from a gentleman who said on the right side of his house, he has virtually no grass left whatsoever at all. Because he had children who lived next door, and it was a high traffic area. They were constantly going by there. The kids have moved away. He has bare ground. He saw a commercial for this stuff. It's all over television up north. I haven't seen the commercial down here, but I've seen it before. Where you get this stuff, it's grass, and it's in this little container with a liquid, and you hook it up to your hose, and you spray it on the ground. And it mulches in. It puts a green mulch on top of the seeds. And then the seeds just pop right up and grow wonderfully. And this stuff is not cheap. And he asked me what I thought of it. I'm not going to name the name of it because I don't remember the name of it. But I will tell you, about 4 years ago, maybe longer, I got some of this stuff. They sent me stuff. People send me stuff all the time because I'm on the radio. And there's a large alcohol company that every year, about this time, sends me an ice chest full of wine coolers, which I really appreciate. But anyway, the former Mrs. Kroos really appreciated it more. But anyway, that's another story. Anyhow, I got this stuff, and I said, I'm going to test it out. Now, I understand it's not, you know, it was a fescue type of seed that was in there, and it's not, I said, it's not going to do that great in Florida, but it should be able to germinate, and it should work. And you watch the commercial on TV, and it just seems real simple. You shake it up, you know, you put it on the hose, and you spray it out, and all this blue stuff comes out, or green stuff, bluish green stuff comes out, and it's got seeds embedded into it, and then it goes into the grass or into the ground, and it grows up. Well, and they sent me two bottles of it, enough to do 200 square feet, as I recall. And I got a section over by my air conditioner, the air conditioner, you know, thing that's outside for my heat pump. And I said, you know, it was kind of bare over there. So I'm going to try that there. And I said, yeah, I'm going to try that. So I got it out. I followed the instructions. Well, the instructions are not at all
like you see on television. Okay? It doesn't come as a liquid. That's the first thing you got to know. It just comes with a bunch of stuff inside of it, and then you've got to add water, but you have to add warm water, it says. You have to add warm water. So I take it in the house, and I get some warm water going in the sink, and I go to fill it out, and it kind of globs out a little bit and gets all over my curtains. Oh, that kind of made me mad. But I had to take curtains down and wash them, and I never got to stand out. I had to finally get new curtains. But that's another story. But you get that all together, and you shake it all up, and you go out, and you think, you're going to see all this blue-green stuff shooting out all over the bare area. So I hooked it up to the hose thing, and I'm sitting there, and my neighbor, my 80-some-odd-year-old neighbor, Al, he's watching me do this. He goes, "What are you doing?" I said, He said, "I got a bare spot over here, in my yard." I said, "Well, I got a bunch of this stuff. We'll do yours, too." He goes, "I don't think it's going to work." I said, "You're not being positive." He goes, "I'm older than you, and I just don't think it's going to work." I said, "You're not being positive. It's going to work. It's going to just like I saw it on television, on a commercial." He goes, "Yeah, I saw it too." He goes, "I don't believe it's going to work." He says, "It's just like that Dysomatic thing that's supposed to make mounds and mounds of Julian fries, and all it does is just make a mess." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, that's what this is going to be." And I said, "You're being skeptical." He said, "I know." So I shake it up really good, do everything that they say to do, and I'm trying to follow the instructions right to the letter, trying to do everything right, turn the thing on, and what's coming out of the other end of the thing? Water. I said, "Well, where's the green stuff?" And I'm shaking it up. Water. Nothing's coming. Oh, then finally some green globby stuff comes up. And I said, "Oh, this is good." And I'm spraying it out there, but it's not coming out uniform at all. It's coming out in globs, like just big, giant globs. And Al's just sitting there giggling. And I'm saying, "Stop." And, I said, "This has got to work." And I didn't have that big of an area. It was a very small area. And I'm just sitting there trying to get all this stuff, in just globs of stuff. Then all of a sudden, it clogged. Nothing would come out. It was just totally clogged. So I shut the water off, and I take the thing, and I shake it. And I had to take the whole thing off, and I had to, run the hose through the top of it and try to get it unclogged, get all of this done. It was a giant mess. Well, then Al really didn't want to put it in his yard. He goes, "We're good. I'm going to go get some seed, some Argentine Bahia seed, and I'm going to throw it back there on mine." I said, "That's probably what I should have done." Well, I said, "I'm going to try this out, see what happens." It was all totally ununiform. Now, I will tell you that, and then it says you have to water it every day, which they lead you to believe that you don't have to. They lead you to believe that this mulchy stuff that is in there, that's what I call it, mulchy stuff that is in there, is going to be all that you need. Because I have seen these large commercial things that, these big trucks that go and spray out highway, things and shoot it down there and embankments and stuff like that. And they don't have water. They don't have irrigation. And it all grows up. And I was led to believe that this was like this. It was just a miniature version. But they said, "Oh, no, you've got to water it every day." They also said, I forgot about this, you have to get it wet first. You got to get soil wet first. And I did do that. I got soil wet first. And then, I got to tell you, I worked on this project for about an hour and a half to do a, 6 foot by about 8 foot area. It took me about an hour and a half, and Al is out, with the little, he borrowed my Scott spreader, and he put his Argentine Bahia seed in, and in about a minute, about 30 seconds, he had his area done, and he was done and over with, and I'm still struggling with this thing, and it was just, a mess. So I said, so then it was finally done. I said, "It's going to grow, and it's going to look really nice." It never grew. I had this big green-blue glob of stuff on the side of my house, and I'm watering it, and the color is just like spreading everywhere. It was a mess. It was just terrible. And he goes, he says, "This really looks terrible." Like 4 days later, he goes, "That really looks terrible." I said, "I know." He goes, "I'm glad I didn't do that in my yard. Look, my Argentine Bahia seed's coming up really good." And nothing's coming up over there. It's just a blue-green glob of mess. So if you're seeing the infomercial, it might work for you just wonderfully. It just might. But I wouldn't bet the farm on it. You know what I'm saying? Just get some seed. Use one of those Scott's hand spreaders. Stick it out there.
and you're done. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. We'll see you next time, okay?
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.